In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have had enough, says the Lord. Bringing offerings is futile. Strong stuff, and it gets stronger. My soul hates your Sabbaths and appointed festivals. During the Reformation and since, passages like these have been used in Protestant circles in opposition to the Mass and frequent celebrations of the Eucharist. But let us look closer. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen to them. It is almost as if the Lord is being very ecumenical in his dislikes. And if that's how it is, what are we doing here anyway? The thing is, though, it is not the offering of sacrifice that is wrong. It is the motive that counts. As the song doesn't quite say, it ain't what you do, it's the why you're doing it. The people Isaiah was addressing made the mistake of thinking that the point of sacrifice was to get God on their side, to put him in their debt. He owed them a favour. He would do what they wanted. Just the thing is, our God and their God is the Lord of sea and sky, the creator and giver of life. What could he possibly want with lambs and goats and bulls? It's like the question that seems to crop up every year around Christmas time. What do you give the person who has everything? And yet, the mention of Christmas reminds me of the words of a carol. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what I have, I give him. Give my heart. And why would we do that? To put him in a good mood? No. As a bribe? No. Because God cannot be bought. But he can, and will, and does give himself freely. All of himself. This is my body given for you. And if you want, by the way, a biblical verse for a basis of sexual behavior, this is the one to go for. The context in which it is said speaks volumes about the sacredness of the body. So precious, it can only be given, not sold or abused or treated lightly, casually or selfishly. This is my body given for you. These words speak to us of God's absolute commitment to his people. All his people, better, worse, richer, poorer, sick or healthy. And we give because we are made in the image of God who gives himself out of love. That has to be the motive. Then it does not matter whether we are worthy or not, whether our gift is adequate or not. Isaiah's listeners would probably have made some sort of calculation along the lines of, how much will it cost me? A goat? A lamb? A bull? Two bulls? What can I get away with? But that is not how it is. Because God cannot be bought in this way. And because he cannot be bought, we give out of love. And we offer our gifts in faith, as our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews told us. Faith, that is, that our gift will be acceptable to God, and that we will discern him in our giving and receiving. In the Eucharist, we often use the words, let us proclaim the mystery of faith. This is more than an invitation to proclaim a set formula. It is a call to witness in our lives to the truth of these words that we say or sing together. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. These three statements of faith provide the basis for the application of the commands in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17, when the prophet tells the people, learn to do good, seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. When we do those things, we proclaim our faith that God is in control, in spite of all appearances to the contrary, that he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Christ has died, a sign of the costly struggle against poverty, injustice, and oppression. Christ is risen. We proclaim the destruction of despair and the building of hope. Christ will come again in our own day as we see him in the midst of a suffering world, when people work to bring life and healing and freedom, whether they realize it or not. Our faith tells us they are acting in the name of the one who, dying yet risen, is present in broken bread and wine outpoured. This is his sacrifice for the whole world, his gift freely given, a model and a pattern for our giving, what we give and why we give it, a sacrifice offered in faith that it will be pleasing and acceptable to the Lord.